The second encyclical letter of Pope Benedict will be presented later this morning by Cardinals George Marie Martin Cottier and Albert Van Hoy. The encyclical is entitled Spe Salvi and is on hope. In anticipation of the encyclical's release, Susie Hodges spoke to Father Richard Taylor, professor of scripture at Rome's Pontifical Angelicum University.
I think, for instance, that hope itself is a major carrier of theological meaning because it covers the whole of the expectation of the Old Testament and the realization of those expectations in the New Testament and the mission of the Church to carry on what has been given in the actual life, death, and resurrection of Christ. So hope is both realized and to be realized, and on a grand scale and on a personal scale.
Now, Pope Benedict has spoken about the importance of the virtue of hope on many occasions during his pontificate, hasn't he?
He has, yes. I mean, you've probably heard him say on several occasions, for instance, do not be afraid of death, which is very, very unusual to have somebody who is in the prime of life, even though he is of advanced age, encouraging people simply not to be afraid at the prospect of death. So that is on the personal level. But the idea of what hope implies as a major social reality, that has occupied him a lot over the years.